Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Franklin, Tennessee. I'm glad that you can be with us today, because today's conversation is about healing. It's about patience and rethinking what we've been told is inevitable. So often when pain shows up in our joints, the message is quick and final. It's surgery, replacement, pills for the rest of your life. But what if it wasn't the only path? My guest today is Dr. Mark Patrick Petropoli, a physician and the author of Repair, Not Replace, a book centered on natural joint relief and helping the body heal without immediately turning to surgery or long-term medication. So this isn't just about joints. It's about listening to the body. It's about restraint in medicine. It's about choosing restoration when replacement has become the default. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dr. P.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. You have a great first name.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Nice
you do
to meet
too.
You. Thank you.
So let's talk about your background. Let's let our listeners get to know who you are. Where are you from originally?
Sure. I'm originally from Rochester, New York, in upstate New York, and I'm based in Skaneateles, Atlas, New York, which is in the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York, closer to Syracuse, New York.
This wasn't your original path. You had some other ideas about what you wanted to do with your life, right?
Oh, that's true, yes. I originally wanted to be three things, either a rock star, specifically a drummer like Keith Moon in The Who, a fighter pilot, because I liked that show, Baba Black Sheep, when I was growing up, or a sports medicine doctor. So my eyes weren't good enough to be a fighter pilot, and I think my parents would have killed me if I became a rock and roll drummer. So I had to settle for sports medicine doctor.
So before we talk medicine, I want to talk about motivation. What first stirred something in you that said there has to be a better way than replace?
Yeah, absolutely. It was because my uncle, the original Dr. Petropoli, I asked him, I said, I want to be a sports medicine doctor. And he said, well, you have to be an orthopedic surgeon to do that. So when I was in medical school, in my third year of medical school, that's when you start seeing you start doing some clinical work. You start going into internal medicine and surgery and cardiology. And orthopedics was my last rotation of that year. So I'd seen everything. I liked everything I saw, but I knew I wanted orthopedics, but I wasn't 100% sure because I'd never really seen it. So the first day of my third year of medical school, I was going to be going to the operating room and watching Dr. David Murray, one of the original inventors of knee replacement, perform a knee replacement surgery. So I get there, and he was going to be teaching the chief resident, who was 1 year out from going into practice. And there's a whole support staff. So the junior resident in his third year, we walk over to the OR, and he's like, Mark, you're not going to be scrubbing in. You're just going to watch, you know, stand over there, and don't touch anything. So Dr. Murray came in the room, the chief resident, the patient was in there, the anesthesiologist put the patient to sleep. And so they started the surgery and made this big, huge incision on the knee. Next thing I know, they're using saws and hammers and screwdrivers and all these power tools. And it was loud. You could hear like the screeching of a dental tool. It was that loud. And there's cartilage and bone flying around. And at first I thought it was really cool because I like to use power tools because my father taught me how to use power tools. And then I kind of stepped back and I was like, this is kind of gross. It's actually kind of barbaric. Who would have ever thought to cut huge chunks of cartilage, bone, out of a knee and replace it with metal and plastic and cement? So the junior resident had told me before I went in the operating room, hey, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Feel free to ask any question. And so I raised my hand and he looked at me like, wow, this guy's going to actually ask a question. But he didn't say anything. And then the chief resident kind of glared at me, and the nurses glared at me, and the anesthesiologist, their eyes opened wide, and they were like wondering what was going to happen, and then nobody said anything. So I was just about to put my hand down, and Dr. Murray said, Mark, you have a question. I said, yes. Dr. Murray, this is great. Thank you for letting me be here. And he said, well, what was your question? And I said, well, is there any way to cure arthritis? Is there any way to grow back new cartilage? Is there any way to repair a knee and not replace it? And before he could even get two words in, the chief resident pointed at me and said, no, there's no way to cure arthritis. There's no way to grow back cartilage. There's no way to repair a knee and not replacement. So I immediately thought, well, there is such thing as a dumb question first. And then secondly, I thought, that's when the light bulb went off 34 years ago. I was like, I'm going to prove that resident wrong. I'm going to figure out how to repair knees and not replace them. And now, 34 years later, I've written a book on it.
What's it like when in the medical field, someone like yourself asks that type of question, and maybe there might be some pushback to the idea when it's been traditionally known as another way to do things?
Yeah, I think you said the right word there, tradition and system. So there's a system, and it's very traditional in medicine. It's hard to change, and it's also governed by a lot of past history, but also it frankly is governed by the insurance companies and how our training is. And so unfortunately, we're often trained that if someone has arthritis in a joint, knee, shoulder, hip, and they've, you know, quote unquote failed conservative treatment, which they're going to fail anyway because cortisone doesn't work. It actually damages cartilage more, and medications don't grow back new cartilage. They don't fix the root problem. So if all you're doing is treating the symptoms and not the root problem, of course, eventually it's going to lead to a joint replacement. But what we do is we get clarity. We figure out what the root problem is. A lot of times it's a problem in the bone that we can actually repair and get to heal and get that person to prevent them from needing a joint replacement.
You emphasize working with the body instead of overriding it. What have we lost by not slowing down and paying attention to what pain is trying to tell us?
Yeah, well, pain is definitely something that should tell us to slow down and wait a minute, something's not right. And what the traditional medical system does is it masks that pain with maybe anti-inflammatory medication that can rip your stomach apart and have other side effects like high blood pressure or narcotics, which we know can be addictive, and they don't do anything to fix the underlying problem. Cortisone shots, which just, again, it's like a Band-Aid, gel injections, all these things are Band-Aids, and they treat the symptoms. You know, getting to the root cause is really the most important thing, and that's what the traditional medical system doesn't do right now. And it's hard to push back against that system. It's not really the doctor's fault. That's how we're trained. But more and more doctors are becoming aware of how amazing our body is and how our body has an amazing ability to heal itself, even into the 70s, 80s, 90s.
And when you think about someone coming in and looking for help, looking for assistance, a lot of times people, obviously they have pain, they're scared about what the future might hold for them, and they can be frustrated also because they want relief. They may not be finding it as quickly as possible. How do you help them shift from urgency to trust in a slower healing process?
I think what you said was, you know, it may have taken a long time and they're still frustrated and haven't gotten the answers. So typically, because the insurance company makes you go through so many hoops, you might see your primary care physician first, and they might say, well, give it a couple months, take some Tylenol over the counter. And then they're too busy to take, you know, they're worried about your blood pressure. They only spend 7-10 minutes with you. So then you come back 2 months later and you're like, I still have pain. And then they're like, well, we're going to get some x-rays, but you have to go down the street to get the x-rays. And then it takes a couple weeks to find the results. And then the doctor doesn't even look at the x-rays and they just say, well, the report says you have arthritis. You're probably going to need a joint replacement. I'll send you to the orthopedic surgeon. And then they see you and they tell you, well, the insurance won't let us do surgery until you do physical therapy, you know, 2 times a week for 6 weeks. So you're driving back and forth. 12 times back and forth, and you get to PT, and they say, what's wrong? And I say, well, you know, both my knees and my shoulder hurt, and they say, pick one. Well, what do you mean pick one? Well, the insurance only lets us take care of one thing at a time, or we don't have enough time to take care of all these other things. And so then that might help a little bit. You go see the orthopedist. You say, I need something. They give you a cortisone shot. Maybe it works great for a while. Maybe they give you another cortisone shot 6 weeks later. Then you do some research and find out, oh, cortisone actually damages cartilage. It actually makes people who get cortisone shots actually are more likely to go on and need a joint replacement than people who don't get cortisone shots. So you ask the doctor, you say you don't want that anymore. Maybe they try some gel injections made out of rooster combs. Those may help thicken up the joint fluid, but they don't treat the underlying problem. So then you ask for an MRI, and they say, well, the insurance probably won't approve it. We have to get approval. And then it takes 4 weeks to get approval. They get an MRI and they say, well, you have a meniscus tear, some arthritis and some bone bruising, and you're going to need a knee replacement. And you say, well, I don't want a knee replacement. And then they say, well, then you're just going to have to suck it up. And when, you know, your pain gets bad enough, you know, then come back and see us and we'll do the knee replacement. And patients don't realize there's a third option. And so what we concentrate on is repairing and not replacing, figuring out what the root cause is first. So we'll, instead of going through that 3 to 6 month cycle of insanity and jumping through all those hoops, what if I told you we could figure all that out in one day, get all that done in one day? Would you be interested in hearing more about that?
Absolutely.
So we call that a clarity day, and we get people in and we spend an hour with them to start with, and we get their old records ahead of time, and we interview them even ahead of time so that when they come in for their appointment, we know their whole past history. We go through their current history. We actually do a physical exam on them. We spend an hour with them instead of the average in the U.S. doctor spends 7 minutes. Then we'll get an ultrasound. We can see their knee or their joint moving live, their shoulder especially. It's great for looking live at how that joint's moving. If there's a tear, if there's something loose floating around, we'll do an MRI looking specifically for bone problems, because if you get these soft spots in your bone, these stress or microfractures, you're 9 times more likely to go on to need a replacement. So we figure all that out. Then you mentioned another thing, kind of a holistic, like if you have a knee problem, well, a lot of people have hip issues or back issues that are causing or contributing to their knee problem or even ankle issues. So we're going to look at you from your head to your toe, and we're going to see how everything relates. And I can't tell you how many times we've seen someone who thinks they have a knee problem and it's actually their back. We take care of their back and they get better. So we're going to, you know, or they have knee problems and we take care of all the other issues to prevent their knees from flaring back up again. So we're going to do all that in one day. We're going to figure out what the root cause is. Then we're going to give you 3 options you can choose from if you want to move forward with something other than traditional and maybe work on a regenerative medicine type treatment where we use stem cells and we use your own blood and growth factors and laser and a lot of non-operative things, total body fitness, even genetic-based nutrition, red light laser therapy to get you better more naturally and allow and support your body to heal itself.
Right now, folks, we're in Franklin, Tennessee, talking with Dr. Mark Patrick Petropoli. And he is discussing repair, not replace, natural joint relief without surgery or pills. And if he'll stick with me, we'll do one more segment. We'll close this out. Will you stick with me, Doc?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good. today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm coming to you right now from Franklin, Tennessee, as I have with me my special guest, Dr. Mark Patrick Petropoli. He talks about repair, not replace, natural joint relief without surgery or pills. Welcome back to the show, Dr. P.
Great to be back.
Let's talk about who you feel like has influenced you on your journey, because we always have people who have made a difference or an impact in our life. Who are some of those people that have influenced, impacted you?
Sure. My grandfather used to take me fishing, so I always was fascinated when he was cleaning the fish, the insides of the fish, and what did what. So the biology kind of always, that kind of started there. And then, you know, then I learned how to clean fish myself and dissect them. So I was always interested in biology. My uncle was a physician, the original Dr. Petropoli, and I liked the idea of sports medicine. I would go to the Buffalo Bills games. I'd see somebody get injured, and I'd see a couple people run out to the player, and I would say, like, who is that, uncle? And he would say, well, that's the trainer, and that's the team doctor. And I was like, that would be really cool to do someday. And he said, well, you have to be an orthopedic surgeon to do that. And then during my training, like I said, Dr. Murray, I did join his residency program, which was 5 years of orthopedic surgery training. The other part of that story I didn't tell was he came up to me after this surgery, and he said, Mark, that was a really good question. We really don't have any way to repair any or grow back cartilage yet, but maybe someday you'll join us and you'll figure it out in the lab. So that just that little invitation there made me realize that he understood me and he understood the problem. He understood it couldn't be fixed back then, but he had faith and confidence in me. So he was a big influence on me. And then Dr. James Andrews, who wrote the foreword to my book, is the greatest sports medicine doctor of all time in Birmingham, Alabama. And I just spent a year with him, treated all kinds of elite athletes, but he always said, you know, we treat everybody like an elite athlete. So whether it's a mom or a dad or a brother or a grandmother, we treated everybody like an elite athlete. So that was one lesson. And another lesson I learned from him was he always tried everything he could possibly try before doing surgery. So he might have done 20 surgeries in a day, but he probably could have done 80 if he wanted to. But he was always all about getting someone better without surgery first, and surgery being a last resort. And he talks about that in the foreword in the book. And then another person I think that had a landmark study was Dr. Philippe Hernigo. So if you want me to geek out, I'll talk about one study. Dr. Philippe Hernigo is an orthopedic surgeon in France. He had this idea that as we get older, we have less stem cells in our arms and our legs and our extremities, and that's why those are repair cells, and that's why our bodies break down and can't repair ourselves, in addition to other factors. So he had 140 patients. All of them had severe knee arthritis in both knees. And he said, okay, I'm going to do a knee replacement on one knee, and I'm going to do stem cells on the other knee. I'm going to follow these people for 10 years at the least. By the time the study was over, some people had been followed 15 or 20 years. By the time the study was over, the knees that did not get the knee replacement, that just got the stem cells, 82% of those knees never needed a knee replacement for 10, 15, or 20 years. So a lot of times I'll tell patients, you told me that someone told you you need a knee replacement, right? And they would say yes. I say, well, what if I told you you had an 82% chance of not needing a knee replacement, and we just use some poke holes, some needles, take your stem cells out of your pelvis, which is not your hip. It's a little area above your buttock area. We can get to it right in the office. You don't have to go to the operating room. We can take those cells and inject them into your knee or your shoulder or your hip or wherever, and hopefully help prevent you from needing a joint replacement, or at least putting it off too. I mean, there's people who come to me, they're their 30s or 40s or 50s, and they're being told they need a joint replacement. They wear out after 10 or 15 years, and then you're going to need a revision, which is a very dangerous surgery, complicated, doesn't last as long. So those are some of my, I have a lot of mentors, but those are some of the top ones. I know we probably don't have enough time in the show for me to give credit to how many people have helped me in my life.
And Dr. Andrews definitely stands out to me because I did grow up in Birmingham, and I believe when he first got on my radar was when Bo Jackson was hit from the side.
Absolutely.
As a Raiders player, and then Dr. Andrews and his team worked with Bo Jackson.
Yes, I met
to get him back
Bo
on
Jackson.
His feet.
Yeah, great guy. But he did get he ended up getting a hip replacement, even though Dr. Andrews told him that wouldn't last. He did get it. He got back playing, but he wore it out. I think he's on his third or fourth one now, but he's a good example of that. But yeah, Dr. Andrews, just an amazing gentleman.
Dr. P, how much do your personal values guide you when you approach healing and decision-making in your practice?
I mean, the values in our business are trust, excellence, all in, and resiliency. And so those are similar values that I use in life. I also give all the credit to God, frankly, that, you know, I am where I am. I wouldn't even be here interviewing with you if it wasn't for God putting me next to Nicole Gebhardt, my publisher, at an event last year in February, and now the book is written. I was never even thinking about writing a book. So that story's in the book as well. So my faith is very important, my family, my team. And you can't do it on, you know, like Dr. Andrews knew that as well. He always gave the team credit. You can't do great things without a great team. So I have such a great team that it makes it easy to treat patients, be at my best.
How important is hope in the healing process for the patients that you've encountered?
Hope is very important in the beginning, but then trust, I think, is even more important. So we have to gain their trust, know, like, and trust. And if we can get them to know, like, and trust us, and they're all in, another one of our values, then we can deliver our excellent care, knowing that there's going to be ups and downs, resiliency, but we're going to get them through it. So they need to trust that we can get them through it, and that's a big thing. And we have a lot of success stories, so thankfully we have a lot of other patients who are willing to either do a testimony or talk to patients who are not sure about doing it, have hope but not trust yet. Once we get them to trust and be all in, their success rate is very high.
And for those listening right now, what is one small change that someone can actually make that's dealing with joint pain?
I love it.
That goes along with your philosophy and your approach?
I mean, there's maybe three simple changes you can make. Number one, just start drinking more water. Believe it or not, staying hydrated is huge. If you stay hydrated, more good stuff can get to, you know, more nutrients can get to the tissues, and it also flushes out the bad things from your tissues. So technically, and always check with your own doctor, this isn't a medical show or medical advice, but, you know, in general, you want to drink an ounce of water per pound of body weight per day, a half an ounce to an ounce of water per body weight per day. And people usually fall way below that. Again, talk to your own doctor about that, but hydration is huge. Sugar, just refined sugar is terrible, causes tons of inflammation. I'm not asking you to quit cold turkey, but just cut it in half. If you put two spoonfuls of sugar in your coffee, put one. If you drink two sodas a day, drink one, and you'll see a huge difference. And then the third thing, it really is sleep. Sleep is so important. 7 or 8 hours a night, that's when your body recovers. That's when it heals. So getting good sleep, so going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time is way more important than changing your bedtime. And, you know, even if you get 8 hours one day and 3 hours the next and 6 hours, that's not good. You really need to stay kind of regular on your sleep cycle. If you can do those three things, you'll feel a lot better right off the bat.
Years from now, what do you hope that patients or people who have encountered you in your studies, your research here on this, how do you hope that they look at your work and how you conducted yourself and your approach to healing?
I hope that my book becomes obsolete and no one ever has to read it again. And the reason why is our goal is to end the need for knee replacements or joint replacements by the year 2043. And in the book, I do outline how we plan on doing that. And obviously with AI and with how fast things are changing, even that plan will probably change. But the goal is, you know, if we could put a man on the moon back in 1969 and John Kennedy in 1961 stated that goal, and that was only 8 years later, we can surely prevent the need for knee replacements by 2043. And it starts with prevention and being more proactive. So everything I talked about so far here, other than those last three things, is after it's kind of gotten too late, and now we have to do those things, right? What if we can prevent ACL tears? We can do that. We know we can prevent ACL tears, 50 to 75% of them, with simple preventive programs. Females are tearing their athletes 5 to 10 times more common than males. What if we started doing that? What if we worked on better nutrition, genetic-based nutrition, figure out what the diet best diet is for you based on your genetics? Don't guess. What about, you know, weight loss? For every 1 pound of weight you gain, that's 3 to 4 pounds extra force on your joints, not to mention it causes issues with heart and diabetes and cholesterol and all those things. So there's a lot of preventive things we can do to even slow down or prevent arthritis, even screening earlier. If we find those little microfractures in the bone earlier and we inject them and get them to heal before the cartilage breaks down, we cured you versus treating you. It's a huge difference.
And Dr. Petropoli, for those listening right now who may want to connect, they're hearing right now about Repair Not Replace, Natural Joint Relief Without Surgery Appeals. They're hearing about the book. How can they connect with you?
Yep. So they can go to victoryinmotion.com and schedule a qualification call. They can go to Amazon and type in Repair Not Replace. Go to Amazon, type in Repair Not Replace, if they want to get the book first. There's a bunch of free resources, and there's ways to connect with us. So, I mean, the book is new, and I wouldn't mind at all if you read the book first and then gave us a call if you're interested.
Dr. Mark Patrick Petropoli, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing your insight, your research on Repair Not Replace, Natural Joint Relief Without Surgery or Pills. We appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show to enlighten us on this topic today.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I appreciate all your listeners. Thank you all out there, and keep listening to Mark. He's great.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Franklin, Tennessee. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it.
At Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.